Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli forces have been expanding attacks on Gaza's region of Rafah. Huge plumes of smoke were seen over the biggest city in the south. More than 100,000 Palestinians have fled the area in 5 days. The United Nations is saying the Israeli army takeover of the Rafah border crossing is crippling humanitarian operations. UNICEF says that food supplies are fast running out and that child deaths must be prevented.
We don't know where to go. Tell us where to go. Is Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis a safe place? Are there tents? Is there water? Is there electricity? Is there food and drink? Is it a safe place? Gaza now has no safe place in it.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been interviewed by U.S. chat show host Dr. Phil and explained the sometimes complex relationship he's had with President Joe Biden. The U.S. president has threatened to withhold more weapons if any plan for an Israeli ground assault into Rafah goes ahead.
I've known Joe Biden for many years, so 40 years and more. We often had our agreements, but we've had our disagreements. We've been able to overcome them. I hope we can overcome them now, but we will do what we have to do to protect our country.
In our other top stories, two people have been injured after residential buildings in Ukraine's Kharkiv region were hit in a Russian attack. The region's governor says three houses caught on fire. Dozens more were damaged. Ukraine's armed forces have rushed reinforcements into the city as it fights to hold off a Russian attempt to break through the front lines. At least 3,000 people have been evacuated from the area. Rescue operations are continuing in flooded parts of southern Brazil as the death toll rises to at least 113 people there. Dozens are still missing in Rio Grande do Sul, which was hit by storms last week. 230,000 people have been displaced. Officials say more rain is in the forecast now. A plane carrying 85 people has veered off a runway and burst into flames in Senegal. The incident took place after the Boeing 737 came to a stop at Dakar's international airport. 10 people were injured, including the pilot.
Coming up on The Take, is Israel's participation in this year's Eurovision competition overshadowing the whole event? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.